welcome to a special edition of the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today we're going to talk with Earl Hall, the Vice Chairman of the International Gaming Standards Association, about his TED Talk address last year about fear and how it applies to the coronavirus we're dealing with today. Is known as one of the industry's deep thinkers and most innovative suppliers. His enthusiasm for gaming data and players have earned him respect across the board, as evidenced by his recent appointment as vice chairman of the International Gaming Standards Association. His company, Access.ai, is one of the most progressive in gaming and is developing a blockchain technology that works for regulators and operators alike. But his vision isn't just limited to gaming. In a TED Talk he recorded last year, The Fabulous Frequency of Fear, he talks about how to control fear. In this special edition of the podcast, Paul discusses the industry's response to the current coronavirus crisis and how people can remove or reduce fear. He spoke with me from his offices in Las Vegas on Wednesday, March 18th. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today, a special edition of the podcast focusing on the coronavirus and what we're going through right now. I was inspired to call you from the podcast or the TED Talk that you posted on LinkedIn, and I watched it and was pretty amazed at how you were characterized fear. And of course, this was all before this virus hit, and just to see, you know, how we could handle it. And I thought this might inspire some of the people who are going through some tough times now to talk about it. So I don't know if you can give us a little capsule of what you talked about, but that'd be great if you could.
Well, what I'll try to do, and by the way, thank you very much for inviting me. I'll take it from a different angle. When you're standing up on stage with a guitar,
right,
and you hit any string, just sure, one of them, mm-hmm, it's a normal reflex for the other members of the band to touch the same string or the same note so that they're all in the same tune.
Okay.
And it makes it's easy for the ears. Because fear, above everything else, it's a frequency. Mm-hmm. It's like a note on a piano. The issue is it's a low note, and it's a note that feels very abrasive for the ears.
Like almost dissonant.
That is a perfect word, by the way. It's dissonant. Mm-hmm. So the thing about what's going on now, I could get in and how to counteract it with all sure, the things that I talked about in my speech. But first of all, it's just to understand it. And it's one of the reasons why isolation is such a good thing. Mm-hmm. People walk out of their doors right now and the air seems heavy. There's kind of like a dense, very uncomfortable vibe. Mm-hmm. Vibration is very close to frequency. So when you feel a bad vibe, it's actually a frequency that's in the air that's making you feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
So when you start off with the principle that fear is a frequency, you have to manage it or it will eat you alive. And mm-hmm, when I say eat you alive, I mean the cortisol that the brain will produce,
right,
will actually eat cells, eat the bone structure.
So literally eat you alive.
Literally eat you alive. Mm-hmm. It's been so stressful for the last week that I'm taking copious amounts of magnesium, mm-hmm, just to counteract all the cortisol that I have to deal with on a daily basis,
right,
for shareholders. God bless our clients and everybody else, the families, that what they're going through. But when you understand that fear is a frequency, you can actually start to think about it as something you can control instead of controlling you.
Sure, right. So, you know, and I think a lot of this has been fueled by fear, a lot of this coronavirus fear and uncertainty. How should people cope with it? Magnesium is probably a good start.
I have a whole bunch of recipes. Mm-hmm. But the very first thing is to be able to say the thing that we don't want to say. Mm-hmm. Took me years to say the words, I am scared.
Right.
If you don't name it, mm-hmm, it sticks inside you and you can't find where it is.
Right.
But just the fact that, and I think I've said it to my my team all over the world over the last week, I said, this is a scary moment. Mm-hmm. And then everybody goes, yeah, this is really scary. Just the fact that you're naming it brings it to the surface. Because sure, if it's down deep, It's coming out in different ways, bumping into your mm-hmm. wife, yelling at your kid,
right.
screaming at the TV. But if you have the courage to even say you're scared, that is a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying almost like if you try to ignore what's going on and just go through your life, you're not really facing it. You're not really...
It's going to eat you alive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to come back and it's going to be an underlying thought or intention mm-hmm. in every single thing you're going to do.
Okay.
Because you're trying to compress it.
Right.
It's trying to get out. It's mm-hmm. just a natural, everything you push against pushes back at you.
Mm-hmm.
When you push down the fear, it's going to eat you alive.
Sure. Okay. So do you deal with it by just learning more about what actually is happening? I've been kind of clinging to some of the stats that I've seen about you know, that the deaths are all people who have had, you know, pre-existing conditions or something else wrong with them. You know, I heard a stat on the way over, 99% of the people who die in Italy have had at least one health condition, that doesn't help them fight this off. So, does that help when you look at those kind of facts?
I think people are going to have to look at this from a holistic point of view where mm. you're going to need some science.
Right.
You're going to need some facts. But because of the fact that we're largely in a Christian world,
mm-hmm.
what I've started to tell people over the last 48 hours is you need hope.
Right.
And you need faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe things are going to be bad, you're going to attract them. And I don't get into that law of attraction stuff. I'm talking about physics, chemistry, and biology.
Right.
If you think something long enough, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you'll create the energy field for it to exist.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, you have the right answer. What you just said is 99% of people had a pre-existing condition. They either had leukemia, like the poor football player,
mm-hmm.
or they have diabetes, or they have something like that. So if you're generally in half-decent shape,
right.
you're just going to have a very bad flu. That's mm-hmm. all.
Right.
The second thing is you have to believe everything is going to be okay, because whether we understand it or not, everything is going to be okay.
Sure, right, right. Well, we've been through, you know, things like this in the past.
And let's go with the Black Plague for a second.
Right.
Let's go right to the extreme.
The extreme, right.
Well, Pareto's Law, 80% of people made it through.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So why would we let's take the extreme case of the Black Plague. Why would we let the 20% of chance
mm-hmm.
absolutely destroy the 80% of what's really going to happen?
Right.
That's where above science, above the facts, because what you brought in for me is the answer.
Right.
But if you bring in hope and faith above that, yes, there are some people that are going to die earlier mm-hmm. of some kind of disease that they would have normally died from anyway.
Sure.
And it's really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But the other 92 to 96% of the population is going to carry on.
Mm-hmm.
But are we going to live through a 60 days of absolute hell? Or we're going to use this for our being able to do spring cleaning, watch those three extra movies we haven't seen,
mm-hmm.
take a walk,
right.
have time to think, and
sure.
even rebalance our lives.
Right.
This is an amazing opportunity to rethink a lot of basic things.
Sure. I can see that. I can see that, you know, if we really have time to decompress now. You know, now that everybody's going to be home and you know, you don't have, you know, everything pressing on you so quickly, you do have time to decompress. Is that the way you think, you know, people can have this fear leak away from them?
Fear is going to leak away through three basic techniques.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, and everybody takes this one for granted, but it's learning how to breathe.
Yeah.
Breathing is an animal response.
Mm-hmm.
The brain doesn't even recognize that it's breathing most of the time.
Right.
But that breathing is so shallow that it excites the animal brain to produce cortisol mm-hmm. instead of producing a state of wellness. So learning to breathe takes 10, 15 minutes on a YouTube video.
Okay.
Number two, sugar. Sugar actually creates an acidic body,
mm-hmm.
which creates cortisol again. So the point is how you breathe, what you eat, and what you drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're drinking copious amounts of soda pop and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
well, don't expect yourself to be in a relaxed state and be able to control fear, because you don't have the chemical balance to do it.
I see.
But the last one, number three, you can think anything into existence. Mm-hmm. Walt Disney did.
Right.
Howard Hughes did.
Right.
So how you breathe, what you eat and drink, and how you think are actually going to determine your quality of life right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really bad day yesterday. For the very first day, I was consumed by fear.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad that I said, the only way to reboot my system is go to take a nap. And my wife looked at me at 2 in the afternoon. She goes, where are you going? She goes, I need a half an hour. And I went in and I did a power nap. And when I came back out, I was totally back to normal. But fear, once again, is an animal response. It's not a human response.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to learn to control it, because if not, it controls us. Yesterday, it took me over when I saw the metrics on the stock market again.
Mm-hmm.
It just started to eat me alive.
Right.
So I had one last option, because breathing wasn't working, eating wasn't working, and drinking water and lemon wasn't working. I said, head for a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came back and I was in a totally different place.
Okay, that's good advice. So how do you think we're going to get out of this? Is it going to be a gradual, things are going to open up, or do you think it's going to be bang, everything's back to normal?
Well, it always gets darker before the dawn, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So unfortunately, we have a lot of people on spring break right mm-hmm. now. We have a lot of people that are floating around beaches and all kinds of stuff. So it's very hard for the United States right now to wind down.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in Italy had very distinct stages. There were six of them. We're right now sliding into about stage three. So I think right now, especially here in Nevada, I was very proud of the governor last night to come out and take a really hard decision and say, listen, if we want to get through this, everybody go home.
Right.
Go home. Take a rest. Nobody gets any real vacation, so take a rest.
Right.
Let's take a couple of weeks off and let's see if we can make it through stage three and stage four and save a few lives.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's talking about 30 days, but when you look at the mathematics of this, we're going through a 60-day window right now,
mm-hmm.
which really depends on the maturity and the responsibility of the citizens.
Right.
For the first time, I think, in maybe a year, I posted a really negative post on Facebook last night. Because I was thinking of some friends here in town that have diabetes and a couple of others that have heart conditions. And I was saying, well, if you know somebody that has a heart condition right now or diabetes or leukemia or anything like that, there's an idiot out walking around the street spreading the virus and trying to murder your friend or member of your family.
Yeah.
And I just asked a simple question, are you that idiot?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the first time I've ever gone negative on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, humans respond to negative more than positive.
Unfortunately, yes.
So I think we have about 60 days in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
I am expecting more security measures to be put in place to manage people that don't have the respect to be managed.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a really cool thing coming in front of us here in Nevada and other places in southern United States, is the heat is coming at us like a heat wave.
Right.
That virus is photosensitive and does not like heat.
Right.
So as soon as we can start to get the fire moving here in Nevada, Phoenix, Texas, and places like that, we'll see the metrics change very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be patient. We've got to be respectful. We've got to be loving for the next 60 days. But this is a blimp on the radar like any other bleep we've ever had.
Sure.
So, the stock market's taken a hard hit. But that's not only due to the virus. We're in the middle of a really serious oil crisis now.
Yeah, sure, right. Yeah.
And there's a couple of other things going on with stocks, bonds, all kinds of long-term investments being called up and stuff.
Right.
This crash was long overdue.
Mm.
So it's unfortunate we're there. But once again, people are home right now, so we got time to think.
Right.
And here's another thing that's really exciting about what's going on right now. I think there's going to be supermarket restrictions come up soon.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I'm hearing. People are starting to learn to shop online.
Right.
So people are going to actually learn how to shop and save more money online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of positive coming out of this if people, one, are respectful,
mm-hmm.
Two, they learn to manage fear by managing their frequency, what they drink, what they eat, how they breathe, and how they think. And I think by the time May, June rolls around, we might see some exciting things if people don't get stupid.
Great, great. Well, Earl, thanks for the time. I love your advice, and we're going to spread it around. Hopefully we'll get it out to people who are feeling anxious and fearful, and we'll get them to calm down a little bit.
Stop watching TV and start watching good movies.
Exactly.
The Kleenex should be to cry and not be scared.
Exactly. Great. Well, thanks for the time.
Take care.
Matador, I can't hide my fear anymore.
Hope you got some value out of today's special edition of the GGB podcast. To stay up to date on the coronavirus with daily original reports from GGB staff members, visit ggbnews.com and subscribe for a free 6-month trial. For all the news of the gaming industry, visit ggbmagazine.com. And to attract quality players to your online casino, sportsbook, or poker room, visit igamingplayer.com. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Sign up on Spotify or iTunes today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.